Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for another great trip report. What better way to start a new work week than with a virtual trip down to Walt Disney World? Listener Emily is standing by right now to talk about an amazing trip. Get ready for some romance and Walt Disney World fun on today's show. But don't forget, our show is sponsored today by our friends over at touringplans.com. They have the tools you need to have a successful Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. They're in the parks all the time, looking at those wait times and giving you information you need to plan a great trip. They can save you up to 4 hours in line each day of your Disney vacation. So check them out today and grab that awesome subscription. Less than a couple of Mickey bars, and you're going to have a year's worth of great information. Check them out today. Tell them we said hello over at touringplans.com. Also, thanks to everybody who continues to use our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That is the easiest way to support the show. We know you're going to shop on Amazon most likely pretty often, and all you have to do is click through our link, and then everything appears the same. You get all your Prime benefits, costs you nothing at all extra, and every purchase does help support the show. So please bookmark it and use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1,556 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you and welcome to Halloween week. Just a few days until those ghosts and goblins are ready to come around the neighborhood and grab some candy. So remember, spread the word when you're coming home from work on Thursday. Drive slowly. Look out for everybody. I'll remind you again on Wednesday. We want everybody to have a fun and safe Halloween wherever you are in the world. But today, it's Monday. It's Trip Report Day. Let's get that week started the right way. It's going to be a fun one. Get ready for some Walt Disney World talk and major romance. It's going to be a good one. Emily's joining me today from up in Seattle. Emily, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. Love hearing about these Disney wedding trips.
Thank you.
I think everybody thinks about doing this, but very few actually pull the trigger, do you think?
Yeah, I haven't. I've heard of a few other people up in Seattle that have done Disney weddings. I think whenever you hear about a Disney wedding, people think it's going to be very cost prohibitive, but they have all kinds of options for all ranges of budgets. So ours is actually more of a lower budget, pretty attainable, I think, for a lot of people. Actually, I think a lot of people spend more on their weddings locally, especially here in Seattle, than what the cost was for us. So if you're thinking about it, you shouldn't think necessarily just because it's Disney, it's going to be too expensive.
You know, I think that's great advice because it never hurts to explore the options. Because I remember when, you know, I've been married now for 13 years and we got married on a southern plantation here in St. Louis. And, you know, with it being local, we had just a million people at the wedding and the reception and everything. I mean, it was awesome. Don't get me wrong. Got married under big oak trees. But yeah, you're right. I mean, if you kind of shuffle things around, you know, what you may think is cost prohibitive, if you just, you know, shuffle things and look at different options, maybe it's, you know, comes out near the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, I think, yeah, your point about having so many more guests. Yeah. When you do a destination wedding, I think part of what brings the cost down is, the lower guest count, but I've actually been in a Facebook group, a Disney Brides Facebook group, where I got a lot of tips and tricks for the wedding and learning about things to ask about and different options. And surprisingly, there's people who get married down there and have 100 people travel from far away for their wedding. We're not that popular, so we didn't.
Me neither. That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I was in a Disney wedding for Jay and Melissa. It was one of the coolest things I've ever done in my entire life and was so excited. Ricky was in the wedding party. I was in the wedding party. Mallory was the flower girl. It was awesome. So the only negative, Jay and Melissa, I know you're listening, why'd you have to have it outside on the boardwalk in July? That tux was about to kill me in July. Oh my gosh. But it was one of the greatest days ever. Got best pictures. But let's jump into your trip. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Before we do that though, tell me your background. You know, you're up in Seattle. You're about as far away in the United States as you can get from Walt Disney World. So what's your, like, why do you love Disney so much? What has you going to Walt Disney World, having a Disney wedding? Like, what's your backstory?
So we did our first Disney trip of my life when I was 9 to Disneyland. And I just fell in love with it then. And we were fortunate enough to do a few Disney trips when I was a kid, nothing like what a lot of us big Disney fans now do, you know, going every year or anything like that. We did a few Disney trips when I was a kid. I just fell in love with it. We always had so much fun. Those are some of my happiest memories from growing up. As an adult, I've become even bigger Disney fan and had the opportunity to go to the parks quite a bit. I usually go once a year, but we usually do go to Disneyland in California, just because we're much closer to Disneyland. And so I've been to Disney World probably only 5 or 6 times, actually. We're gonna go again for a quick trip coming up here. One of Jeff's friends is actually getting married in Orlando, so we're gonna travel for that, mostly because I'm a big Disney fan. But yeah, we try to go at least once a year. This year we've been lucky. It's been our year of Disney. So we had our Disney World trip in December, and then we ended up going just for a quick trip to Disneyland in February. And then we did another Disneyland trip for my birthday just about a month and a half ago. And we're actually leaving for Aulani tomorrow. So we're just, this is our year of Disney. We can't do this every year, but we're just enjoying this year.
Enjoy it while you can. Well, that's going to be fun. Yeah. So aloha. You'll be out there with George out at Aulani. That's so cool.
I've heard the name mentioned on the podcast before.
One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. I'm just telling you. So anyway, so let's hop into the wedding now. Of course, anybody knows that's been married that planning any wedding becomes a full-time job, obviously. I mean, it really does. It consumes you. I mean, at least, you know, I think destination weddings kind of bail you out of some of that stuff, because I remember making little candy, you know, like favors for everybody to have on the table at the reception, and, you know, like picking out, we made our own programs, and they were like fans, like you would have in a Southern, you know, like outside, because we were married out, you know, it's just like all that stuff consumed us forever. Yeah. What's that like, the planning and all the, you know, nuts and bolts? Because with Disney weddings, they do a good job of kind of eliminating that stuff for brides and grooms, right?
They do a very good job. Mostly everything is done by Disney. So you're not having to work with coordinating lots of vendors and things like that. You kind of have one, you get assigned a wedding coordinator or a wedding planner, and they kind of take care of pretty much everything. The only outside really thing that we had to worry about was hair and makeup. So Disney handled everything else, decorations, food. We did what's called the escape package. So that package is, for wedding parties of 20 people or less. That includes the bride and groom. A lot of the components come in the package. So I think what they include in that is like your ceremony venue, cake and champagne celebration, 2 hours of photography, and a limo for 4 hours. And then they include your bridal bouquet and boutonniere. So a lot of the components were just included in the package. But the great thing is you can customize pretty much everything, and you can add things on too. So We ended up adding on the big add-ons that we did. We had a dessert party in Epcot. So that was kind of what we did for our reception. We got married at Seabreeze Point on the boardwalk. And we got married in the evening. I think the time was 5 or 5:30. And then we did the cake and the champagne toast afterwards. We added on an extra hour of photography. So we had some photography before and after. And then in the in-between time, our guests just kind of went, well, Jeff and I were busy taking more pictures, just the two of us. Our guests just went and hung out on the boardwalk. I think my family went to grill there. I can't remember the name.
ESPN probably. That's where
Big
River maybe.
Big River. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. So my family went and just hung out there and had a couple appetizers and some drinks. And then we had, transportation come and pick us up, and take us backstage to Epcot. It ended up being really, really cold, unseasonably cold. It was, the high that day was 59 degrees. And so we were cold during the ceremony, on the boardwalk. It was a little chilly, total opposite of your experience.
I totally traded you because it was like 100 degrees when we were out there, because they got married at the exact same spot.
Yeah. So they came and they picked us up, and we were actually lucky that it was so cold, because we were originally supposed to have our dessert party. They had an area in Canada for us, and it was supposed to be outside, just like how they do the Frozen Ever After dessert party out there. It was just we were actually supposed to be in Norway, but because it was so cold, they ended up moving us inside for the food portion, the dessert party portion. And we didn't just have desserts. We had a lot of savory options too. So it was more like a meal, and we had like an open bar. But we ended up getting to be inside at the Living Sea Salon.
Yes, that's where Jay and Melissa ended up too, because we had a little weather, and that was so cool in there for a Disney nerd. It was awesome.
Yes, it was so nice. I was so happy that it was so cold.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a totally special add-on. And the really cool thing was, we got to Epcot. They take you in backstage and park the vans, and then you have an event guide comes and meets you and is kind of escorting you the whole time. So the event guide came and met us, and he said, well, we're a little early, they're not quite ready yet. Do you guys just want to go look around in the aquarium, or do you want to ride the Nemo ride? And we're like, well, let's go ride the Nemo ride then. if we can do that. So we got to it was really cool. They took our whole party back to the ride queue, and you definitely felt very VIP, because they took us through the fast pass queue, and just our whole party, and we got to ride, and then afterwards they then took us over to the Living Sea Salon, where we had our meal, and then Jeff and I went kind of ahead of everybody and took some pictures in Canada, back by that where like the waterfall is and everything. We took some pictures back there. And then they took us over, our whole party, over to the dessert party area. And we ended up being in Canada just because of the move, because of the weather. And my whole family was just, it was also it felt very, very special and VIP. So they were just all totally blown away by that experience, and then by Illuminations. Then afterwards, we did what's called a ride mix-in. So the event guide came back and took us to ride Soarin' afterwards. At that point, the park was closed, so it was just our wedding party, and that was so much fun. We actually got to ride it twice because both of my sisters have infants that couldn't ride, and they let us do the rider switch so that everybody awesome. Would get a chance to do it. It was the funniest thing because my sister Julia, she'll be embarrassed and I'm telling this story, but they came in and they're like, okay, after the first ride, they're like, everybody can just stay here and we're going to switch people out. And my sister, of course, needs to switch out with her husband so that he can ride. Like, she's one of the reasons why we're doing this whole thing. And she was just like, oh, okay, we get to ride again. And we're like, no, not you, Julia. You have to get off.
Get out.
And let your husband on. But that was so much fun. I have a little 5-year-old niece, and she was just so enthralled. It was her first time going to a wedding in general, I'm pretty sure, and she was just so excited about the whole experience and getting to walk around with me, the bride, and she felt really special by the whole thing. That was really cool. And then the other really neat thing that we got to do as far as the wedding was concerned, so our wedding was on Monday, on December 10th. But then on that Wednesday, we did a park photo shoot. So we got to we got all of our wedding clothes back on. We had hair and makeup come back. And it was just for me and Jeff. And we got to take a lot of wedding photos in the Magic Kingdom. Wow. And in Epcot before the park opened.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was really cool. We had to get up. Hair and makeup came to the hotel room at 3 a.m. So we had to get up very, very early. the photographer came and picked us up a couple minutes before 6. And then they took us over to the Magic Kingdom first. And that was so cool. I've never, you know, obviously been in the parks when, I mean, all the workers were in there, and it was, we saw a guy, they were dusting, kind of like inside the castle in the, like the walkway mm-hmm. in the castle. We had to wait for them to get done dusting so we could take like a few pictures in there. It was just a different side that you don't really see of them getting everything ready. And then, they play a big announcement when it's time for everybody to, get off stage, as they say. And then we went over to Epcot and did photos in the World Pavilion in a couple of the countries. So that was a really cool, really neat experience.
That's incredible. I love hearing all this because, you know, you every wedding's different. Even at Walt Disney World, they have packages and stuff. But everybody, like you said, has their different add-ons and, you know, locations and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, Jay and Melissa, we're married on Seabreeze Point, and we had their reception. I say ours, but we were all having a good time. Mm-hmm. And Ariel's right there at the beach club. But the thing was, though, you know, what I remember about that day, and I want to get your feedback on this, and we'll kind of hop into some of the other just Disney stuff for all the fans. But the thing I enjoyed being in the wedding party, but also just watching Jay and Melissa, because they're such dear friends, and I loved getting to see them, you know, get married at Walt Disney World, because it's such a special place for both, is that, you know, as they walked out, because, you know, we're all the guys in their tuxedos, we walk out, and all the, you know, bridesmaids, we're all kind of up in the lobby of the boardwalk, you know, at first, because it's really hot, and we kind of move outside a little bit. But when Jay and Melissa came out to walk down to Seabreeze Point, because like I said, it was in the middle of the day. Probably, I can't remember what time it was. I just know it was sunny. It was hot. But the thing was, you know, the Disney parks and Walt Disney World, you know, they're built around this idea of princes and princesses and falling in love. And, you know, that's kind of the theme of many attractions, many a Disney story. And here it was, Jay and Melissa walking down the boardwalk with, you know, you see people that are trying to go to Ample Hills to get an ice cream cone, you know, or they want to get a pizza out of the pizza window. And here come the bride and groom down, like everybody would stop and cheer. And little girls, you know, jaws would drop when they saw Melissa in her wedding dress. You know, I think that there's something to be said for kind of that experience too, because especially if you're a Disney fan, like you are the princess that day and you are the prince and you're having your happily ever after and you have everybody around you kind of cheering you on. I thought that was such a cool thing.
That was really cool. I know I listened to one of your other shows a little while back, a different couple, and they said they didn't, just in their experience, they didn't see too many people, but being on the boardwalk, you're so visible. So the whole time during the wedding, people were walking by and, you know, could see the wedding. And then afterwards, you know, everyone's seeing you on the boardwalk and taking pictures and everything and saying congratulations. And then in Epcot too. And it was really cool. Like people were so kind, and it was really fun. It was cool. And Jeff isn't one, he does not like to be the center of attention. So he was very glad we were having a smaller wedding. But even he like thought that was really cool.
You got to be a rock star once in your life, you know. It's pretty cool. It's fun. It's awesome that he got behind it. So now tell me about, like, where'd you guys stay for the wedding trip? Where was your hotel and how'd that work out?
So we stayed, Jeff and I stayed at the boardwalk. And then everyone else stayed at Pop Century, and we were able to, you can get, room blocks. So that's what we ended up doing, was that we got a room block, and, if you fill enough nights under the room block, and you can actually count rooms, even if you book like a package, like we booked our package with you, obviously, and we could still count the rooms as part of our block. So if you get enough room nights under the block, they will give you a free night at any hotel of your choosing. So I had always wanted to stay at the Grand Floridian, and so we did that for our free night, which was cool. It was too bad because it was at the end of the trip, and Jeff ended up getting sick, so we didn't get to enjoy it quite as much as what we would have liked. But it was still cool to get to stay there.
Yeah, that's a great place to try out. I mean, I know that I think a lot of people look at it. I did this forever. That I looked at the Grand Floridian and I said, that is as far from my, like, Mike Rallman as I can be, you know, because I'm more of like a Pop Century guy. Like, I love my Riverside, you know, I'm just kind of a regular old guy. I thought, that's like, you know, that's like the grandma hotel. It's too fancy. But, you know, I stayed there one night for an event when Disney was opening up Toy Story, I think. And like, I love the place. Like, it's not stuffy. It's nice. It's very deluxe. It's very plush, but it wasn't stuffy. It totally changed my perception of it.
Yeah, it is very nice, but we loved the boardwalk. We really enjoyed being able to walk to Epcot and being able to walk or take the boat to Hollywood Studios, and just that area right around there is really neat. So we really enjoy getting to be there. And then we would just go meet up, you know, my family, my sisters both have little kids. So I have, now I have a new one, but I have four nieces and one nephew. So, Pop Century was good for all of them. And then we would just kind of meet up, in the day at the parks. So
talk to us kind of about that park touring and the fun times you had as a family outside of the wedding. You know, you have the wedding and, you know, even though it's at Walt Disney World, you're looking forward to it forever. It's a little bit stressful. You want that to go off without a hitch. It's kind of like, I mean, not really comparing it, but like on a race weekend, once the race is out of the way, then you can go have fun. You know, like the event is done, you know, the focus of the trip. Now you're just going to the parks, you're riding rides, having meals, stuff like that. So once you got outside of the wedding, things you had to get done that you were there for, and you were just going to go run around and play with your friends and family. How'd that go?
It was great. Yeah. So I actually, because I'm a big planner, I think most of us Disney people tend to be big planners, and Disney kind of trains us a little bit to do that. So none of my family, actually neither of our families had I think the last time my sister Julia was at Disney World was one time when we had gone together when I was in college and she had just graduated college. So neither of our families were really familiar with the Disney planning. So I did a lot of it for them, which did prove to be challenging at times because we're on the West Coast, so we're in Pacific Standard Time. So we have to get up to book our fast passes at like 4 a.m. if you want to do it right away here. And to get some of those more difficult to get ones, you do. So, and we were checking in on different days. Some people were checking in on December 8th and some people were checking in on December 7th. So I got up and I did our dining, 180 days out. I got all of that booked. And then I booked everybody's fast passes for them at 60 days out. And I feel like the more people you, the more family and friends you have connected on the app, I feel like maybe it crashes more. I'm not sure.
Yes.
But it was like,
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So I would be trying to get people fast passes and it would crash and it was a little stressful, but we were able to get everybody pretty much everything you would want to get. So, we did a lot of things together, my family and then me and Jeff, his sister unfortunately had to go back a little bit before us. So we weren't all always together, but we did spend a lot of time together. And then we would split up and do our own things and meet up later. So we had one dinner where I think there were 12 of us. Other than the wedding, we didn't have any meals. That was all 17 of us. But one thing that we really enjoyed with Jeff's parents was going to, because they're a little bit older and weren't so into park touring. So we went to the California Grill. Oh, wow. And we timed it just perfect. So we just were able to sit and watch the fireworks during our dessert. And that was really fun. We really enjoyed that. Another thing that we got to do that my niece and nephew really loved, I got them for Christmas. I took them to the Bippity Boppity Boutique. Ah, nice. And, so my niece got the whole big princess package and, her dress. And I'm a sucker for my niece and nephew. So I ended up, the one she picked was like one of the deluxe ones. So
of course.
She got the deluxe dress and the extra jewelry. And, but she loved it. She looked so cute. And my nephew, actually, he really loved it too. He probably wouldn't vocalize that, but he did really, he had a big smile on his face because the fairy godmothers, they make a big deal out of, the little boys, and they put the glitter that they put in his hair, they called it like dragon scales. And then later he didn't want to, he told my sister was going to have them, take a bath, and he didn't want to wash the dragon scales out
of
his
hair. No way. You got to keep that forever.
So he did have a good time. I wanted to take him to the Pirates League. That was going to be kind of his thing, but the day that we were all at the Magic Kingdom and we had that reserved, it was just pouring rain. It just poured for like the whole day pretty much, which I think is kind of unusual, but for it to just rain and rain and rain. But we ended up canceling it just because we thought he was going to get all this face makeup on and then go out in the rain and it would just be a big mess. It would just be everywhere. So
That's cool that he really enjoyed it, though. I mean, that's awesome that he kind of embraced it and had a good time with it. I love that.
Yeah, and then we did something else special for him. We let him pick out. He picked out like some Star Wars Legos or something. So he was happy with that. He was content with that. And because we were there at Christmas time, we were able to do the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And everybody really enjoyed that. My niece especially enjoyed the Frozen show. And she couldn't quite see. So I ended up picking her up and holding her up on my side for like the 20 or 30 minute show or whatever it is. So my arm was killing me at the end, but she loved it. And then another one of the holiday things that we got to do that we really liked, my mom and I just ended up doing it, which was kind of special just for her and I to have something, is we did a dining package for the candlelight processional. And we really enjoyed that. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy who, the celebrity of the night. I can't think of his name because I hadn't really heard of him, but he did such a good job.
Neil Patrick Harris.
No, I haven't heard of Neil Patrick Harris.
I'm just kidding.
And I know it wasn't John Stamos. Yeah,
that'd be my second guess. Yeah.
Pointed about that. No, but the guy who ended up doing it, he did a really great job, and we just really enjoyed it.
What I'm hearing here from your, you know, all these stories, and I love hearing this. I mean, I got a smile on my face, just gigantic right now, because I can just picture it. To me, too, that time of year is my favorite time of year. I'm a big Christmas person, so I can just picture the resorts are all decked out. You know, the parks are decked out. You're going to the Christmas party. But the one thing I've heard in these stories here, these little anecdotes, is that, you know, you realize like, you know, some folks weren't really big on the theme parks. Okay, so we're going to do a nice meal for them, but we're going to combine that with a fireworks viewing because we did some good planning. You also did a lot of stuff for the kids that made them feel like they were the focus of the trip. And then like you did this special event with your mom. You know, I think that's really special for like a mom and daughter on a wedding trip. It sounds like you really, you know, gave some thought into, you know, it's not an army of 17 people marching for 5 days from here to there to everywhere together, where, you know, everybody's going to feel like they had their moment with you and your husband. And I think in the end, that's kind of the whole thing. You know, everybody feels special. Everybody got some time. And, you know, I think that's easy to overlook when it comes to planning a Disney trip like this.
Yeah, it was so much fun just to get our families together. And I've been wanting to take my, I've been dreaming of taking my nieces and nephew to on a Disney trip since before my nephew was born. He's the oldest, so pretty much since I found out my sister was pregnant with him, you know, I've been thinking about doing a Disney trip and wanting to share that with them. It's just so special when you get to see Disney from kids' eyes, because everything is so magical to them, and they're seeing, you know, when some of us big Disney fans that have gone so many times, and you know, sometimes things do start to feel routine. You know, I always eat at this restaurant, or you know, I always go ride the Haunted Mansion first, or you know, kind of whatever thing you tend to do on every trip, and things kind of get routine. But it was just really special to see how excited they got going to a Disney park for the first time.
Yeah, that is, you got to embrace that, because it's those people that you love and you get to see it through their eyes. It's even more special, I think, than some of your first time. You know, that's the way I look at it. Like, I loved like my first time doing all these things, but seeing my kid do it, or, you know, like I said, a niece and nephew, somebody like that, it's awesome. So now a couple things before we wrap up. So like, from outside of the wedding, because obviously that's the ultimate, you're going to say that for everything, but like, what was your favorite like attraction, show, meal, like looking back, but you know, outside of all the wedding stuff, what was your favorite memory of the trip?
So Jeff and I did something really cool. We ended up doing the Wild Africa trek in Animal Kingdom. So we kind of like split off from my family was there at Animal Kingdom with us that day. And we kind of split off from them and went and did the Wild Africa trek tour. And that was such a blast. I know you've gone on some of the different like behind the scenes tours. Mm-hmm. We've done Keys to the Kingdom before, but as well, we've done a few of different tours, but Disney does such a good job with any of those special experiences or tours. And our guides were amazing. It was really a fun experience to get to go out on the, be out. So we went around some of the animal exhibits. They had us get harnesses on, and then they kind of have a path that you walk around and you go across some of the bridges that you'll drive by when you're on the Kilimanjaro Safari. You actually get to walk across those, and you're hooked in harnesses so you can't fall. And then they do kind of like a special, your own special extended version of the Kilimanjaro Safari, and you get to stop. You're in a Jeep and get to stop on the savanna and get a more like get to look at the animals a little bit longer, and then they take you to this little building that's out there on the savanna to have like a snack and just relax. And we just had so much fun doing that. It's a little, a little bit more pricey, special experiences that they have, but it was really enjoyable. We really enjoyed it.
Yeah, Mallory really wants to do this one. So it's on the radar. Because we see them all the time. We're at Animal Kingdom. You know, like, I want to do that one where we walk on the bridges and, you know, have the harness. We will. It's just one of those things. But every person that's done it, same thing. It was awesome.
You know, yeah, it was so cool. And you know what's so funny is we were out there kind of standing on, we were by where the hippos are, and we were just standing up, you know, on kind of at a high up vantage point. And we saw my family go by in one of the Jeeps on the safari. So they're all, you know, they see us and they're all waving. And I guess my littlest niece, she calls me Emmy, and she was like, "There's Emmy." She was so excited.
That's funny. That is hilarious that they saw you, like, they're not looking for the animals, looking for relatives. And, you know, my grandma exactly. used to say, we go to the zoo to see our relatives. That's what she said. We're going to the zoo to see our relatives. Yeah. God rest her soul. All right. So one last thing, Emily, before we get out of here, any Disney brides, potential Disney brides that are listening, you know, they're thinking about having a Disney wedding. Maybe they've already committed and they're kind of in the planning stages. You've been there, done that. What would you say to anybody who's considering a Disney wedding? What did you learn that maybe you didn't know before all this went down?
You know, I think the biggest thing I would say, I joined that Facebook group, and that was the most helpful thing that I did. My planner was wonderful. But I will say with Disney weddings, I think they kind of wait for you to ask about different options that they have. They give you some of your options, but then a lot of things that you might not know about or might not hear about, if you just ask, will be they will be able to accommodate. So being in that Facebook group, I learned about so many things that I don't think I would have heard about had I not joined. It was really nice to be able to hear about other people's experiences and things they were doing, and then I could look into things and ask my planner about them. And the other thing, I don't know if it's okay for me to say this or not, but there is a gal who, she wrote a book called Disney Fairytale Weddings Guide. And that book her name is Carrie Hayward. And that book is so informative. And she also does do a podcast just about Disney weddings. So,
wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's awesome. She gets the romance every show.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I learned a lot from, I bought her book, and then the Facebook group was probably the other biggest thing.
Well, sounds awesome, Emily. Thank you so much. I mean, you took us down to Walt Disney World. We got to see it through a different lens today to kind of kick off the week. And sounds like you had a wonderful wedding, great times with your friends and family. And hey, you know, everybody else, we're going to work here, and you're going to Alani, so something's wrong with that picture. But have a great time, and aloha. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike. Good talking to you.
All right. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They're going to save you up to 4 hours in line each day of your Disney vacation, which, think about it, with that 4 hours, you can go have an ice cream at Ample Hills, go play some mini golf at Winter Summerland, hang out at your pool, maybe just go to Disney Springs. There's lots of uses for that extra time each day, so check them out. They have the tools you need for a successful Disney or Universal trip over at touringplans.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits, and each purchase does help support everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And join the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And if you would please do one more thing, I reminded you of this a couple weeks back. If you wouldn't mind subscribing to the show wherever you get the podcast, it really does help support everything we do. We're really close to a major milestone. So whether you listen in Pocket Casts or the Apple Podcast app or Stitcher, wherever it is, if you could just hit that subscribe button, you'll never miss a show. It'll be there as soon as we release it each and every time. We'd sure appreciate that. All right, it's time to get you back to work. So for Emily, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Thanks for dropping in, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.